real proud of the effort of our team today. Talked a lot about how difficult it was to come in here and get wins this late in the season in December in Kansas City. Big division game for us. I thought our team prepared hard and well. I was familiar with the opponent and came out here and really played with a lot of energy today. And we knew that we would be the only ones to bring it today from our side. And I thought they were really into the game, executed early, and continue to stay with it for 60 minutes. And happy to get a victory.
Yeah,
went to a gadget type of a formation, and I know that there was a guy leaking out that other way that was open. They had an opportunity to get that ball out there, and you know, Richard made a heck of a play. You know what I mean? I don't know exactly what happens if the ball gets thrown, but you know, it probably wouldn't have been too good for us. But Richard, you know, whenever you break the formation, you have a gadget type deal there. We were prepared. We spread out with them and all the rest of it. But you're never sure exactly who they're trying to pick for or how they're trying to spring somebody free. And that was a big play in the game, you know, because we obviously took possession of the football there in their territory.
Was that his assignment on that play to do what he did?
Well, you know, when you break formation like that, you know, it's kind of like I got him, you got him, you know, and us three are rushing, you know. And so we kind of, adjusted to it correctly. And then he was part of the rush. So he went after the quarterback or the guy who ended up with the football and made a heck of a play.
Your secondary is it was the first thing you went after this offseason, and it came up big. The secondary, you as a coach, offensive coordinator, that's like one of the biggest key components to putting together that defense?
Well, I think, at certain points in the National Football League, you gotta win games by throwing the football or defending the pass when you know you have to throw it or you know they have to throw it on third down or in the red zone or in 2 minute. So certainly the secondary is an important piece of your defense, but the rush helps the secondary, and the secondary helps the rush, and that's what we've preached all along. And when our rush has given some pressure, our guys have done a nice job of covering for the most part this year, and when they've covered well, we've allowed our rush to get there. So it kind of works hand in hand. You don't really have a heck of a secondary without some type of pressure and rush that you can put on them to force the ball out quick.
See, because you're playing Peyton Manning at Indy, mm-hmm. and that he has just torched the Broncos secondary in the past. Mm-hmm. It seems to me like you're better built to maybe match up with Peyton Manning.
We have a long way to go before we're going to talk about Peyton Manning.
What does it say about your team? You talk about the energy they brought to this game, and teams in the NFL let down all the time against losing teams. What does it say about your team and your preparation this week that they were obviously?
Yeah, I think we have a veteran team that understands that we have to play. We have to play our best football. It doesn't make any difference who our opponent is in December. We have to play our best football of the year if we want to have an opportunity to live longer than the season says we're supposed to live. So we're going to continue to try to get better and really harp on the things. You know, red zone offense was something that we harped on a lot this week. Short yardage, I think we did a decent job of converting some short yardage opportunities offensively. And then there's other things also, on defense and in a kicking game that we have to do just for ourselves to have an opportunity to compete. So, our focus was on improving our football team in the areas that we needed to improve it the most and getting ready to play the Chiefs, and that's going to be our challenge again this week with Indy.
How much did it help to have a few extra days off? What did that do? Put a little more spring in your step?
Well, it always kind of helps when you have an opportunity to try to get healthy, and we came into the game for the most part fairly healthy. And had an opportunity to have an extra day of preparation, and extra days never hurt when you're getting ready to play a team for the first time that you're not very familiar with. And even though this is a division team, we have a lot of new players. Kansas City has a lot of new players, so it was a new week for us.
I ask that because Kansas City's next two teams they play, both are coming off Thursday games. Buffalo
okay.
Next week, and then Cleveland has a Thursday game the week before. Here.
Yeah, it can be an advantage if you use it right, but certainly teams have done well against opponents that have had more time off than them.
You know Mike Vrabel quite well. Mm-hmm. Did you see him give a little salute after that fourth down touchdown run? He kind of did a little bit of a butt Adams.
I didn't
guy.
See it.
Did you not see
it? I didn't see it.
Surprise you? Did it disappoint you?
I didn't see it. I'm not gonna comment on it.
You got Frank Ryan here.
I don't know anything yet. I mean, he wasn't at that point. We didn't feel good about him going back in the game. I don't know anything else about Ryan right now.
Did he just convey to you it's not working?
Just sore, and no, it was not. It was not just a reoccurrence of. It was a little bit of a different deal, and so we kind of took it, you know, a precautionary measure just not to put him back in the game at that point.
Josh, obviously Matt Castle struggled today. You guys were part of that. Bittersweet at all for you. I don't know how you feel about, you know, Matt Stroh.
I want to win. I'm a Bronco. Right. So, you know, we're gonna have more games against the Chiefs and Matt Castle. And, you know, he made some plays on us. And certainly he's a young player that's going to continue to get better and do good things in this league. And he's a good football player. I know that. And, you know, it's going to take a good effort to contain him and stop him every time we play him. And we play this team in 4 weeks. So we're going to have to do it again.
Two more questions. Could Dawkins have gone back in?
Say it again.
Could Dawkins have gone back in?
I think so. I mean, again, at that point, we were kind of trying to pull out anybody that was sore, you know, and we had some guys that were kind of battling through some things and playing. So we pulled most of them out. You know, those guys weren't the only two that we pulled out of the game that were nursing some things. You know, I thought he did a decent job in some situations, and then there was some other that we, you know, obviously we want to be smarter with the football in the red zone. You know, the first drive down there, you know, with the interception wasn't you know what we want in that situation, to take a shot on second down, and then the play down there backed up. You know, you're going to take some chances down there and be aggressive, and that's what we were doing. And he's got to protect the football for us, and he knows that. So. You know, but he did a nice job of operating the game plan the way we wanted it to, for the most part, and we got to eliminate some of those mistakes so that we can play more air-free football at quarterback.
Thanks.